From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting another deadly day in Idlib province in Syria. Syrian activists say government warplanes again struck Khan Sheikhoun. That's the rebel-held town targeted earlier this week in an alleged chemical weapons attack by the Syrian regime. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said one woman was killed and three people were wounded after being machine-gunned by jets in an eastern neighborhood. The warplanes carrying out Saturday's alleged raid are believed to have flown from Al-Shariat, the airbase targeted Friday by the U.S. in a punitive barrage of cruise missiles. Meanwhile, U.S.-led coalition airstrikes killed a total of 21 people, including a woman and her six children, outside the Islamic State's de facto capital of Raqqa. Activist groups and the Syrian government say coalition planes hit a boat carrying civilians across the Euphrates River. Separately, an airstrike on the Islamic State-held village of Hnida killed at least 14 civilians, including several children. Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson has canceled plans to visit Moscow just hours before he was due to leave London as tensions escalated between the U.S. and Russia over Syria. British officials say Johnson's trip was called off after the foreign minister consulted with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who himself is due to visit the Russian capital in a few days. In a statement, Johnson said developments in Syria have changed the situation fundamentally. Meanwhile, a Russian frigate armed with cruise missiles was headed into the Mediterranean. Russian state media say the Admiral Grigorovich will dock at Tartus on the Syrian coast. This is VOA News. Flags flew at half-staff across Stockholm on Saturday as police sought further details about a 39-year-old Uzbek national suspected of ramming a stolen truck into an upscale shopping hub and killing four people and wounding 15 others. Swedish Prime Minister Stefan Löfven visited the site of the attack to lay flowers at a makeshift memorial to the victims. He said that the country grieves with those it has lost, but will remain an open society.
We grieve with the families that have lost their loved ones, near ones, but we're also determined to continue to be an open society, a democratic society.
Sweden's National Police Chief Dan Eliasson said a 39-year-old Uzbek man has been arrested and is suspected of being the attacker.
A man with links to the incident was arrested this morning, 1:15 a.m. The man arrested is suspected of being the one who drove the car.
Late Saturday, Eliasson confirmed that police had found a device under the driver's seat of the truck, but did not say if it was a bomb. The attack was the latest in a string of similar assaults involving vehicles in Europe, including in Nice in the south of France, in Berlin, and in London. Thousands of opponents of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro poured into the streets of Caracas on Saturday as part of a week-long protest movement. Along one street, police in riot gear fired tear gas and rubber bullets at demonstrators, who responded by throwing rocks, bottles, and tear gas shells. The demonstration came a day after the government barred top opposition leader Enrique Capriles from running for office for 15 years. Capriles said the ban would never hold, it's just an intimidation tactic.
Esa inhabilitación nunca va a surtir efecto.
He said the ban will never have an effect, it's just to demoralize us, to take hope from the people. It's to keep me from being a candidate or from being president, but this isn't about a candidacy. It's about Venezuela, and we're going to fight to change our country. Venezuela's political crisis intensified last week when the Supreme Court issued rulings curbing the powers of the opposition-controlled legislature. The Basque separatist group ETA, has relinquished its last caches of weapons to French authorities, effectively ending one of the longest conflicts in modern European history. ETA was designated a terrorist group by the U.S. government and has been blamed for the deaths of more than 850 people since the late 1960s in its push to carve out an independent homeland out of northern Spain and southern France. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.